This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rebecca Lavoie, in for Virginia Prescott. Since its name was first coined in 1984, cosplay has grown in popularity from a fringe convention pastime to a performance art form, inspiring thriving real-world and online social networks, and even competitions like the World Cosplay Summit. Now, photographer Anna Fisher is looking to take the role-playing subculture even further outside the convention center walls of Comic-Con to a whole other level, the great outdoors. Her Kickstarter project is called The Wild Places, and she joins us today from her home in Brooklyn to tell us about it. Anna, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So for listeners who aren't part of this world, how would you define cosplay?
The word cosplay comes from the terms costume and play. But it's a subculture where people dress usually as characters from media, like comic books or anime or movies. And then they gather together to, hang out, do different kinds of activities. Some are performers. Sometimes they just like to party. And they all get together at large conventions.
Now, I understand there are even some sort of celebrities in the cosplayer world. This is a real community of people, and there are people who are really good at it.
There are thousands of cosplayers, surprisingly. We kind of walk among you unseen in our daily lives. But there are some people who have become very well known as cosplayers and have moved into a sort of cosplay professional field, which is a growing area right now.
Okay, so your project is to take these cosplayers who are, typically in convention halls and sort of hotel hallways and outside of ballrooms at these conventions and bring them outside to photograph them. What are you hoping to accomplish with this project?
Oh, God, so many things. So I'm hoping that in the wild places, we can kind of break out of the spaces that cosplay has traditionally been seen, but also to sort of elevate cosplay and kind of showcase it in a way that makes it more accessible to the public. I think right now, cosplay is not very visible outside of the community. I'd like to change that. I'm also hoping to kind of connect cosplay photography, which right now is its own sort of weird island, to the larger discourse of photography and art photography, and very especially the American tradition of photography. I mean, I think that maybe they seem a little strange at first, but the truth is that a lot of these cosplayers are school teachers and are doctors, and you probably know some cosplayers in your life but aren't aware of it. And then they have this other life that is sort of magical, that is sort of a step outside of reality. And I'd like to, bridge the two aesthetically without sort of breaking the illusion of cosplay.
You very often hear photographers talking about their inspiration for, photographing people or places. Do you have influences for this project? Are you hoping to connect with another photographer through time or somebody that you've admired?
I think that there's something that happened in American photography specifically with going on the road and sort of going out west. And I think that even though my work is maybe dissimilar from some of those historic photographers, I do feel like a real connection with them. And looking at people like Ansdell Adams, obviously, Dorothea Lange kind of did her seminal work while traveling, the American road. Of course, Alex Soth, although he goes more south than west. I don't know if this is just turning into a list of names of great photographers, but I think that they're all very interesting and that these earlier American photographers were able to sort of define the space of photography in a lot of ways.
Well, I'm interested in that role of cosplay photographer. You have people playing characters. You are looking at them through your camera lens. How do you see them differently or the same as a photographer would look at a different kind of model, say a fashion model or somebody doing an art photo?
It's totally different, actually, with cosplay. I do some fashion, and I do a lot of fashion reportage in sort of my daily life and my job. But with cosplayers, it's far more collaborative because they're sort of styling themselves and sort of inventing themselves as that character. You sort of have a lot more give and take with the subject than you would with a model that you paid to come in and wear, some coat for a lookbook for 2 hours. With the cosplayers, this is really, a significant part of their lives. And so when you work with them, you have to kind of be respectful of that and aware of that in the space. And they sort of come out a lot more. And I think they come through the photograph more than a traditional model would.
So who are you going to be photographing for this project and where will you be taking them?
Okay, so we're going to go out and we're going to start in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're going to go over the course of 6 days up to Utah and then back again. on the project right now, we have a lot of cosplayers, but I can just run through. We have Vampy, right, who some of you may know, Dandelion's Wish, Stella Chu, Dr. Tang, Electric Lady, Jonin K, Uxie, Owl Depot, Jessica Nigiri, and Amy. And we actually have a few others who haven't been announced yet.
You have a couple of unusual perks planned for your Kickstarter backers. I think that there's one that you sort of mentioned in your video as being your favorite. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to shoot two disposable cameras that we will not process. So I'm going to shoot them. The cosplayers are going to shoot them. Everyone on the trip is going to snap a couple of photos with these disposable cameras. And then we're going to mail them out unprocessed. And so they can choose to keep that to themselves or to share that. That's really up to them, but they'll have this sort of unique experience that is completely theirs. Like, not even the people on the trip will know how it turns out.
Anna Fisher, a Brooklyn-based photographer behind the Kickstarter project The Wild Places. Her goal is to take cosplayers out of their convention hall element and photograph them in America's great outdoors. Anna, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
We have links to more on the project and a gallery of photos of some of our favorite cosplayers at wordofmouthradio.org.